Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, let me stop right there. I have to show you something. If you're on social media platforms, you need to see this. If not, I will narrate, and you must take the time to see what's going on here. Abreast all of this censorship illegally taking place concerning the Fifth Amendment is or First Amendment, is anybody paying attention to the timing of all of this? Because I am. Look at the timing of all this censorship and what it led up to. Look where we're at now. Well, you all know Sons of Liberty Radio.com listeners and viewers on social media platforms, Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, or Before It's News.com, top left side of the page, Before It's News.com, top left side of the page, all realized that we had our Facebook of 737,000 followers completely expunged. You all know that we had 7 years of YouTube, that page with millions and millions of viewers, right? And subscribers, might I add, completely expunged. Why? Because we're giving you information they don't want you to have, as you all the well know. I noticed this morning as I was watching, or should I say listening, on YouTube concerning the Supreme Court arguments. We'll get to that in just a moment. I noticed that as I was listening to it, I was listening to the corruption that sits on the benches. And so what I decided to do, if you're on social media platforms, you'll be able to see this. What I did is I disliked it. Now pay attention to the number right here if you're on social media platforms. Thumbs up, all 504. Okay? I pushed dislike. Gave me no response. What happens is I refresh the page. As I come back, okay? Notice that they did not apply my dislike. What happens is it transpires into a thumbs up. In other words, this is how they're continuously driving the narrative illegally in this country, giving you the impression that everybody's for what's going on, namely in the courts today, when in fact the Supreme Court of the United States of America, once again, guilty of taking up that which is completely unconstitutional. Instead of them discovering, applying, and condemning this concerning Biden's vaccine mandates, nope, they decided to pick it up, friends, and guess what they're circumventing? The law. Guess what happens if you bring in the law, friends? It brings about resolve. Guess what happens if you withhold the law? This is what you get. The Supreme Court, as you know it today, picking another unconstitutional case up to do what? To give you the impression that they're the final say, which they are not the final arbiters in any sense of the word. Only to do what? To give a false pretense to the people, a counterfeit fiend not an initiative, but to give you the impression that what they said is now law, when in fact it circumvents, it undermines the United States Constitution. So I decided, going back to what I just showed you on YouTube, to go give them a thumbs down. It wouldn't let me give them a thumbs down. It only would let me give them a thumbs up. Okay? This is how they're driving their narrative. Anything that goes along with their narrative gets a thumb up. Anything that goes against their narrative, it doesn't apply. They just expunge you. They shut you down. They censor you. Right? Right, friends? If the American people in this country had the information from the very offset of this pandemic, it would have never went further than 2 weeks. You can mark my words on it. But because of all the unlawful censorship taking place, it's gone this far. Friends, do you realize that it's now going into year three? Anybody paying attention to the fact that they're igniting this? They're bolstering the numbers again? Oh, and by the way, what we're going to get to in just a couple minutes, the Supreme Court is talking about everything but the Constitution. It's interesting to note that all of the talking points coming from the said Supreme Court injustices in the United States of America, do you know that it's all predicated on false data? Yes, you heard me right. All false data. Okay? We're going to get to that in just a little bit here. I want to show you some things that are taking place that most people don't have a notion that it's even taking place. But the Government Integrity Project took the time to promulgate this information for the good of all of us that are willing to listen to it and respond to the truth given unto us, which the hope is found in, by the way, which is the Christ, Hebrews 12:2. But it's Indiana Life Insurance CEO, the CEO of that organization or that insurance company, might I say, he reported that deaths are up 40% among people aged 18 to 64. This is factual information. How is it that the Supreme Court does not have this information? Or is it that they don't want to have the information? Indiana Life Insurance CEO reports deaths are up 40% among people aged 18 to 64. Well, maybe this explains why all of this is happening all over the world. And friends, these are brand new videos. I'm not regurgitating anything. If I reiterate a point, I'll let you know that I'm doing so. But look at this. Here's another protest, and the header for this one, this is in Germany, okay? Lest you believe the mainstream media and trying to belittle the majority there, but it states on the headline, how many protests before they end the tyranny? I can tell you when. The tyranny ends when the people quit tolerating the crimes of those said representatives. It's also interesting to note that we just heard in that of Kazakhstan, that they were now given the liberty to go ahead and shoot protesters. Why? Well, because it goes back to the old adage that you can only oppress a people for so long. What's happening? The people in that prospective country are taking the police officers and they are beating them down. In many cases, they have been killed. And I told you that this was going to come if they didn't knock off the nonsense. I would say this to all the agents of the state. Regardless of what country you're listening to me from, you need to understand that you're playing a dangerous game, and this is the kind of stuff that I'm trying to warn you from right now. The people are only going to take it for so long because they know the truth of the matter. While you continuously bow the knee to your master, the tyrant, you're not doing your job. I'm here to remind you, you're not doing your job by upholding the Constitution of your country, because if you were, you'd be beating down the tyrant that's giving you the orders to beat down the people. You better get it straight for your own life's sake, because I'm telling you, there's a lot of information. There's more information coming out to the people on a global basis, and they're not going to put up with your tyrant and his unconstitutional orders. I'm going to play this on the way out into the hard break. This is Kazakhstan. Look at this. Social media platforms. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. Top left side of the page. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, Article 4, Section 4. Go back to the Word of God, Exodus 18:25. Put those two together, and there you have America right there for you. Let's go back to Kazakhstan really quick and show you what happens when you try to oppress a people, because this is happening on a global basis right now. And these are the warnings that I keep trying to give to the agents of the state, those that are taking orders from the said tyrants, and warring against the people rather than warring against the tyrants. How's this working out for them? Do you understand, friends, a prophetic ministry? Because you are seeing it transpire and manifest right before your eyes. How many times have we told you that this is exactly what's coming if they don't stand down? The people are not going to put up with it. And you're seeing this all across the globe. Some say it's psychosis. I'll get to that in just a moment. Psychosis. That's what the doctors call it. I call it confusion of faith. I'll show you and explain that in just a moment here. But what's happening? Do you know that the people are actually grabbing the police? And they're dealing with the police there, those that call themselves police. I'm calling them agents of the state because that's exactly what they are. Hey, folks, when they fail to uphold their sworn oaths, then you must deal with them accordingly. If they're acting on the behalf of the tyrant, then you're dealing with the tyrant himself. I want to say this to the agents of the state. Here's a mercy for you. Open your eyes, open your ears, and shut your mouth for a moment. Don't tell me you're just doing your job when you're oppressing innocent people. You're not doing your job. You think that you're doing or that you're put on some platform where now you become a demigod above the people because you're listening to the tyrant. Keep in mind, you are expendable. When they don't need you any longer, they're going to put you up against a wall and they're going to shoot you down too. That's what you haven't figured out. And if you think that's way out there, why don't you go ahead and look at a little history, because history repeats itself. And guess what you cannot take away from history? History. Well, I just talked about psychosis. Because doctors, and folks, listen, their diagnosis sometimes is just like, really, dude, it's not a brain issue. It's a heart issue, because they have defied the living God. They disobeyed the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They have wickedly departed from the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, and they eat the fruit of their own ways. The Bible says the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. So doctors can call it what they will. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. This is Dr. Robert Malone, really quick, and he's going to explain exactly what he's talking about when he's talking about mass formation of psychosis. I want you to check this out, and then I'm going to seal the deal in Scripture really quick, and then we'll get to the next point.
Query into what the heck happened in Germany.
He's equating what's going on in America to Germany. Notice the parallel.
And how did that happen? The answer is mass formation psychosis. When you have a society that has become decoupled from each other and has free-floating anxiety and a sense that things don't make sense, we can't understand it, and then their attention gets focused by a leader or a series of events on one small point, just like hypnosis, they literally become hypnotized and can be led anywhere. And one of the aspects of that phenomena is the people that they identify as their leaders, the ones typically that come in and say, you have this pain and I can solve it for you, I and I alone.
Yep.
Okay, can fix this problem for you. Okay, then they will lead, they will follow that person through. It doesn't matter whether they lie to them or whatever. The data are irrelevant. And furthermore, anybody who questions that narrative is to be immediately attacked. They are the
right.
This is central to mass formation psychosis.
Exactly what's happening.
This is what has happened. We had all those conditions. If you remember back before 2019, everybody was complaining, the world doesn't make sense, blah, blah, blah. And we're all isolated from each other. We're all on our little tools. We're not connected socially anymore, except through social media. And then this thing happened, and everybody focused on it.
Yep.
That is how mass formation psychosis happens, and that is what's happened here.
That's exactly right. Friends, we need to understand that we're being played by the bad guys, if you're one of those that can be played. It's interesting that we're being told, again, false data from the Supreme Court, from the mainstream media again. They're talking about all these numbers of COVID cases being, they're bolstering the numbers, they're manufacturing them, they're creating them out of thin air, friends, to continuously drive the narrative until they get what it is that they want politically. That's what they're doing. They create the problem, they bring in the resolve. They create the problem, they bring in the resolve. How many times has this government done this, Americans, before you finally figure it out? Psychosis, defined, is a condition that affects the way your brain processes information. Well, you know what? Good. That's all great. That is the natural diagnosis this doctor has. But I want to give you the spiritual and scriptural diagnosis that you all need. And by the way, it brings in the remedy as well. That's what's so awesome about the things of the Word of God. If you're looking for the answer, it's always found in Christ. When you go to Daniel 9:7, it says, O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces as it is this day, to the men of Judah, his children, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and unto all Israel that are near and that are far off through all the countries whither thou hast driven them, because of what? Why is this happening? Because of their trespasses that they have trespassed against thee. That's who confusion belongs to. That's who this psychosis falls to, friends. For me, I keep my eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of my faith. Guess what? I'm steady. I got my hand on that plow. By the grace of God, I'm going through the trials and the tribulations, going and staying on that course, steadfastly fixed in direction, on that straight and narrow. But he also said difficult is the way, and that is true. But again, friends, what are they withholding from the people? The truth. Pro-vaccine believers no longer with us, being reported by, again, Health Impact News. Look at all of these people, some of them famous, some of them not, that died from guess what? The experimental jabs. And folks, as we get up to the main topic here concerning the Supreme Court, it's interesting all of the false data that is being used in that hearing. And we'll get to more of the details in just a couple minutes. But again, I want people to understand what in fact is happening here. It's all premised on and as a fraud. I'm going to take Joshua from New York really quick. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Okay, so you know that David E. Martin, have you heard of him? He's about, he's going after the COVID stuff, and he's saying that it's the life insurance people that are the main people.
Okay.
Well, he's stating that, remember the vaccine mandate stuff, how courts have already ruled against it or whatever, and
yep.
the lawyers going against it? Well, he's
yep.
saying that lawyers aren't even bringing up the fact that the Supreme Court can't mandate anything at all anyways. So because they haven't brought that up, even if they try to mandate all this, it won't even really matter because they can go through it again and say, look, you completely missed this whole thing. But here's the problem with that. You know the abortion law that they're trying to overturn?
Yeah, there's no law, but yes.
Oh, well, my point, though, being is you know how they're trying to act like there is.
That's
so
right.
They're trying to say that the Supreme Court established that abortion was okay, right?
Yep.
And now they're trying to go back and take that away, right?
Yep.
Now, if they do that, now they're going to turn around and say, oh, well, if we can do that with the Roe v. Wade, then we can take away the mandate thing, and now we can mandate.
Yep.
Do you see how they're going to try to play this? That's
oh,
how, that's what I'm thinking
that. I've been watching every little step that they've been taking, Joshua. And, you know, the fact of the matter is if we can consider the source, there is no truth in these people, John 8:44. We know why it is that we have to take responsibility when it comes to this court. Because these same people that are trying to mandate vaccinations are the same people, as I've said 100 times on this radio program, at least in the last year, these are the same ones that have unconstitutional and illegally sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb. So consider the source. They're not looking out for our good. They're looking out to work on the behalf of those that are constantly giving them incentives to do what they're told. And that's exactly what we're dealing with. Joshua, I have to ask you a question. I only have 1 minute left. Where are you at in New York? What part of the state?
That doesn't matter. What matters is yesterday you have proven to me that I believe that you are a man of God. And unfortunately, the friend that you had on earlier this morning that you were on the show with, I'm not sure if he's actually on the right side. That's just my
Okay. But Joshua, that's cool. I appreciate that. But I'm not zeroing in on you. I mean, and let's not act like all of our phones aren't being tapped anyways. I mean, everything we do is in the light, right? It's always safe in the light. So whatever the bad guys are doing to watch my life, that's on them. That's not on me. And it's wonderful that they have to take their time to watch everything I do, which only shows you I'm not worried about what they're doing. They're worried about what I'm doing. And that's how we should all live. I'm just curious. Are you close to New York City? The reason I'm asking is because I want to know what's happening there in contrast as to how to the media is selling us what is going on in New York. Are we being told the truth about vaccine passports? You can go to this restaurant, but you can't go to that one. Are you seeing this stuff in New York or not?
No, not at all. Not where I'm at. I'm in the sanctuary city, too. I'm in the
okay.
sanctuary city as well. It's only New York City this is happening, I believe.
Okay.
And that's where they're pushing it, and then therefore that helps to create the narrative because there's so many people
yep.
down there.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I think that's what's really going on.
I got a hard break. Thanks for the call, brother.
Yep.
I totally appreciate it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to come right back, and we're going to hit the topic, friends. It's important that we do, right? Amen.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We have so many more tools we're developing and continuing to develop that can contain COVID and other strains of COVID.
President Biden's comments when he was asked on Friday if he thinks COVID is here to stay. Biden adding that he thinks COVID may stick around globally, but not to the extent it is now. The president headed to Colorado to survey wildfire damage in Boulder County. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh is talking up the December jobs figure that fell short of expectations.
It's a solid number as we continue to move forward and recover here in our recovery.
Walsh adding there's a lot more work to do as the economy added 199,000 jobs in December. Economists were expecting around 400,000 jobs to be added. The unemployment rate did tick down to 3.9%. This is USA Radio News. Schools still out in Chicago.
Chicago Public Schools canceled classes once again after the district and teachers' union failed to agree on whether to allow remote learning during a spike in COVID-19 cases. The Chicago Teachers' Union voted to refuse to return to in-person classes after the winter break, taking issue with the COVID-19 guidelines and safety measures. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot called the CTU vote against in-person learning an unlawful unilateral strike. She said, "We are standing firm and we are going to fight to get our kids back to in-person learning." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Washington State is dealing with widespread flooding after an atmospheric river of rain slammed the Pacific Northwest. Downtown Issaquah, just east of Seattle, is mostly closed after Issaquah Creek sent water cascading over the roads. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I want to show you that everything concerning this administration is a fraud. I'm guessing 8 years ago, Sean Hannity said that, Sean Hannity from Fox News, he's probably the only, well, one of probably two guys I like over there, but I think when Sean Hannity did the interview with Bruce Jenner, and began to play up to the new narrative by calling Bruce Caitlin, he lost tons of credibility. But what I like about Sean Hannity is they did a huge spread on the New York Times of yours truly. And what was interesting to note is Sean Hannity, through our PR public relations person, who was friends with Sean, came back and said, "Bradley Dean is bigger than life." So if you want to know why I like him, that's why. But what he seen was my father. You understand? He found his faith in the, not in the wisdom of man's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Most High God, 1 Corinthians 2:5. But Sean Hannity just recently did a piece. It's about 20 seconds long, and I want you to see this on social media platforms. And what it is, it shows you that even this treasonous, disgraceful individual that is in the People's White House, even his whole set concerning the White House is in a different location than that of the District of Columbia. What are you talking about? Here, well, let me show you again so you can understand that every step of the way you are being deceived by these people, Ephesians 4:14. But let's go ahead and check this out and see what Sean had to say concerning his little visual expose here.
Clearly, Biden's plan to shut down the virus was a farce. So today, the White House, once again, they trotted out the weak, frail, cognitively struggling Joe Biden to what is a very bizarre make-believe Oval Office set complete with a miniature Oval Office desk, not the real one, and snow is magically falling in the digital windows. With a set
digital,
like this, anyone, I guess, can pretend to be...
Digital windows. Did you hear that, friends? It's a fake set. And they're selling it to you that this is the President of the United States of America, and he's administrating his forceful efforts concerning the law and executing them in the right manner to free the people. Yeah, right. Folks, the opposite is true on so many different fronts. I just received something a moment ago, and I want you to see it. It's the computer's running a little slow right now, but I want you to see this for yourself concerning a brand new tweet that just came out from that of Joe Biden, working on the behalf of his bosses, which are what you would call the cabal, that how many billions of people fail to defy. This was just brought in by Ron DeSantis on Joe Biden. What I want you to understand, and I've said this before, mark him down. I said it a long time ago. They're teeing up Ron DeSantis as the next contender to become the President of the United States of America. Pay attention to what he does, 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15. Don't pay attention to what Ronnie says. Notice all the attention being put on Ron DeSantis right now. Let me ask you something, friends. How do you fill the seats in arena? You continuously provoke the fight, right? Between who? Ron DeSantis and Joe Biden. That's how you fill the seats. And the media is constantly getting Ron DeSantis' feedback on Joe Biden, and they are making the two of them contenders. Why? Because they are teeing up Ron DeSantis and possibly Kristi Noem. She's a traitor as well, okay? Don't take them for face value. We've already had people on from the government inside of that of South Dakota, firsthand experience, eyewitnesses. Again, they have the hat and the T-shirt, and they told us exactly who Kristi Noem is. But they're talking about her maybe possibly running as the VP to Ron DeSantis. Well, with that said, friends, I just received this during the break, and I want you to see it, okay? This is Joe Biden. This is what he said. Now, going back to my point here. I'm not going to shut down the country. He doesn't have the authority to shut down the country. Neither do the governors. Did you know that, Americans? He said, I'm not going to shut down the economy. Guess what, friends? He doesn't have the constitutional authority to do that anywhere. That provision has not been delegated to him. Then he said, I'm going to shut down the virus. Isn't it interesting that they did shut down the country? Isn't it interesting that they did shut down the economy and they attacked businesses? And now after 3 years, they're attacking individuals that are not going along to be corralled into their new system of government. Anybody paying attention to that? Can I ask you the question, where does the virus come into play? Because it's not a virus that's under attack. What's under attack is the American people and their God-given rights. When are the people going to see that? I'll tell you when. Probably after they lose them. Now, what I want to do in teeing this up is I'm going to bring on the morning show host, Tim Brown. Thanks for jumping on with me, Tim. And what I want to do is I want to go over some of the conversation that we had yesterday, because I had Judge Mark Boonstra from Michigan on, and we had a conversation. And during that conversation, and by the way, anybody that was that was basically throwing their comments out on social media, now's the time to call in and just kind of weigh in as quickly as possible, because we've got several things to cover over the next two segments. 1-866-582-9933. If you were listening to the show yesterday when we were having a conversation with Judge Mark Boonstra. Tim, I want to ask you first and foremost, what was your take of that interview that I had with the Honorable Judge Mark Boonstra, in all sincerity? What was your take, my friend?
First of all, hi, Joshua. I'm the other guy. I thought the interview was good. I thought that you know, when you talk about somebody being sincere, I think he's one of those guys that he recognized what was going on and he really didn't catch. He saw where you were going, and I don't think he had thought of things that way. And you and I had that conversation. I think that's the way he's been taught. I don't know if you can say the influence. You talked about the people he's surrounded with. We talked about the Supreme Court and the way they're kind of buddy-buddy and hanging out together.
Yep.
But I think that's the way it was. But I think he genuinely was like, okay, I see your point. I'm willing to pursue that a little further, but I'm going to be very careful as to where I step in that. But I thought the conversation was really good. I thought it was good that you go, okay, here's the Constitution. What does that have to do with being bound by an upper court kind of deal?
That's right.
And I think that was good to point that out.
Well, because what we heard during the conversation, and we were asking questions about Judge Mark Boonstra's book in his own words, which is available on sonsoflibertymedia.com, by the way. And when I was asking him questions about his book, he began to say things and flags were going up. And I'm just thinking to myself, wait a second, what do you mean the Constitution evolves? What do you mean that you're sworn to the bar? What do you mean that the Supreme Court is the final say? And then I went back and thought, and I did this sincerely because he was a sincere guy, a genuine guy. He's a sweetheart of a guy. He really is. And I came back and I started laying quotes to him from our forefathers. But Thomas Jefferson said that the courts, the Supreme Court, is not the final arbiter. What say you to that? What say you to a judge submitting themselves to a subversive court? Namely, the Supreme Court. Why did you say that the Supreme Court, once they're there for life? None of that is constitutional, and none of that is true. And I proposed those questions to him as cool as I possibly could, and I think that's what took him off guard. And me and Tim, when we had the conversation shortly after the interview, Tim had said, you know, I just think it's the way he's been taught. That's right. It is the way he's been taught. He's been pigeonholed into a system. His friends are probably all judges. He's influenced by that entity in which he works. And whoever's influencing him probably has free rein to consistently do that day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year. And sooner or later, that's going to catch up to you. And I think that's in fact what happened. And by the way, this is why me and Tim are on the radio, is to just go back to the childlike understanding of what the U.S. Constitution says and put the question to those that are in position, those that are incumbent in government, and just ask them the questions. You know, but this is what the Constitution says. Why are you doing it this way? This is what the Constitution says. Why are you doing it this way? For example, the Supreme Court is the final say, even if it's in contrast to the U.S. Constitution. Baloney. That is not the purpose of the Supreme Court. Any judge that sits on the bench, regardless if it's the Supreme or civil courts, the lower courts, Article 3, Section 1, they are to submit to God's law and discover and apply that law in condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. We are not to submit to a subversive court that says it's okay to murder babies, to remove prayer, to remove the Ten Commandments, to say two men can get married and two women can get married. That is no common sense says, whoa, big flag up. We do not submit to those. We submit to Article 6, Section 2, which is the supremacy clause under God. And Tim, I had to bring it there, but I enjoyed the conversation. I'm in hopes that he's going to jump on with you, which I'm sure he will. And I would love to have Judge Mark T. Boonstra back with me as well. But I just think this is what it comes down to. These people in government, many of them, inadvertently have been pigeonholed into a lot of information that's unconstitutional. And by the way, this is a perfect segue, Tim, right into what's going on in the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is doing just that. Guess what they're doing, friends? They're talking about everything that is unconstitutional. The Constitution, the law's not being mentioned in what they call the debate. The Supreme Court hears arguments on COVID-19 vaccines. Because they're unconstitutional. If one of these attorneys was actually to make reference to law, it would shut down these supposed arguments that are being heard in the Supreme Court even now. What say you, Tim?
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, most people don't know Article 3, Section 2 is where, you know, it lists out the federal courts and what they're responsible for. They can only hear cases that are about three things. First, those arising under the Constitution or the laws of the United States or treaties made under the authority of the United States, which this whole thing about the OSHA.
Tim, I got a hard break. Okay. I'll get your thoughts on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Tim, pick it up where you left it off. We're talking about the Supreme Court circumventing the U.S. Constitution. Go ahead and finish that thought, Tim.
Yeah, well, I was just making reference to the three things that the federal courts can actually rule on, and that's in Article 3, Section 2, arising under the Constitution or the laws of the United States or treaties made under the authority of the United States. They can also deal with those things that affecting ambassadors, other public ministers and councils, cases of admiralty and maritime jurisdiction, or cases in which the U.S. is a party.
That's
and
right.
Then finally,
yep.
Between two or more states, between yep. a state and citizen of another state, between citizens of different states, between citizens of the same state claiming lands and a grant of different states, or between a state or citizen thereof and foreign state citizens and subjects. And so we get into all these kinds of things. Oh, what can we tell businesses to do?
Yep.
Well, where is that at? I don't see that at all. And now we've got an issue to where you've got this OSHA Act that has put OSHA into play. I don't see anywhere in Article 1 where Congress has the authority to establish something in the executive branch
first and foremost. I don't see anything for that. And second of all, to then delegate power that is, that the Constitution says specifically the legislative authority is within Congress, where they can then go and say, we're just going to dump that off over here in the executive branch to an unconstitutional agency so that they can start telling people how they're going to live their lives, how they're going to conduct their businesses, blah, blah, blah. When it says make regular these things between the states, it means just that. Regulate.
Tim, it's exactly listening to the hearing this morning, these arguments at the Supreme Court. You can clearly hear who the judges work for. The whole conversation, these arguments, as they call them, are predicated on false data. And again, people need to understand who these people are that are sitting on those benches. They're unelected bureaucrats that are doing what they are told, period. It sounds like they're salesmen on the behalf of Big Pharma, and you don't even hear anything about the law to condemn OSHA or administrative law. You hear them doing exactly what you just said, almost diverting to administrative law like it's a thing of their own, and they're on, like they're a government unto themselves dictating what it is that they will and what it is that they won't. And really, what I heard more than anything from especially Alina Kagan, who has never judged a case a day in her life, who is responsible for queerifying Harvard, I kid you negative, queerifying Harvard, has a long history of seriously mental illness. You want to talk about backwards? You should see the people, the abominations this woman has around her that she calls friends. She's known for attacking our own military, and furthermore, going across the board to all nine injustices. Keep in mind, friends, they're appealing to the Supreme Court to make a decision that's already sanctioned the illegalities of murdering babies in the womb. What kind of a misconstruing concerning the decision that they come up with do you think that they're going to come up with? It's insane, Tim, what people are now anticipating as to what the Supreme Court will now say, even though that what we see clearly is them pushing aside the U.S. Constitution, which is completely omitted, not even being brought up in the conversation, and handing it over to a power that is foreign to the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I remember the first thing that I heard her say. You know, she was spouting off all this bad information about how many people were dying, how many people were in the hospital, and the only solution
all
really
backwards. Yep.
Was to get people the shots, and the next best thing was the mask. And I thought, what? I thought you guys were supposed to be listening to what the law was. I thought that you were supposed to be looking at, okay, how does the law address this thing? And I heard none of that. I mean,
that's
even
right.
From the good guys, I really didn't even hear.
Yep, yep.
Well, what does the Constitution say? How do we go back to OSHA, go back to Congress? How could they write a law? This is pretended law, just like our forefathers wrote in the Declaration of Independence.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, so they install all these things. We saw a lot of it with Obamacare. They installed all these public-private partnerships, which is nothing but fascism. They've been doing it for decades here in this country, and everybody just thinks, oh, they have the power to do that because we haven't been taught any different. I mean, and a lot of this goes back to the documents that Lynn and I have covered on Wednesdays that Ronald Reagan signed. Everybody thought he was this great conservative.
Yep, yep,
he signed on with the Soviets, guys, to dumb down our kids as a whole, and this is why you need to get them out. We've already been dumbed down this generation. We're having to relearn things that we weren't, or learn things we weren't taught, and now we're going to have to go back and teach our children so that they can stand with us. And if we're not going to do that, guess what they're going to do? They're going to use them and turn them against us just like Hitler did his youth.
Exactly. Here, now let me say this, Tim, to what you're saying. When I'm looking at Article 3, Section 2, and I'm glad you brought this up because I just went through this again, it says the judicial power shall extend to all cases in law and equity arising under what? This Constitution. And when you look at Article 2, Section 3, it says they are to faithfully execute the laws. The laws Israel's not even being mentioned. And guess what happens when truth is the first casualty? War will arise from this. And I believe that's what they're doing, is provocating and inciting war amongst the people by even taking this up. It's interesting how the kids in Indiana wanted one of the said injustices, Amy Coney Barnett, is that it? It's interesting Barrett, I'm sorry. She was called upon by college students at the Indiana University to shut down these vaccine mandates, and she gave them the hand. She stonewalled them. She wouldn't even weigh in on it. Okay, so the Constitution, the law does come into place there to say, nope, the law condemns what they're trying to do. Is that what Amy did? Absolutely not. She didn't do none of that. And it's amazing how both Kavanaugh and Barrett have been appointed for such a time as this, because what we're going to see and what we've already seen from the likes of Amy is her ignoring the Constitution in favor of Big Pharma. We see Sonia Sotomayor. She arrived just in time for what? The illegals. She's a globalist. She's an internationalist. She's a total radical. You look at lesbian Alina Kagan, as I said earlier, never judged a case a day in her life. And all of a sudden, voila, out of nowhere, she's appointed just in time for what? Something called gay marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. Brett Kavanaugh, he was appointed to do what? Man, he's pro-life. He's pro-life. What's the first thing he did? Tim, what's the first thing he did when he had an opportunity to do the right thing? What did he do, Tim Brown?
He passed.
That's exactly right. And instead of standing up, he played the diplomat, and that is not what we need in this country in any sense of the word. This is the same subversive courts that, again, have advocated the murder of the innocent. They have advocated free speech to teach young people in this country how to kill, how to rape, how to drug deal. The list goes on and on and on and on. And anything that is lawful on the behalf of the people in this country, our rights that have been given unto us by God, it seems, Tim, that they are under attack by this court more than the court is magnifying the laws to preserve those God-given rights. What say you?
Well, that's exactly right. And, it goes, you know, you quoted that out of Section 2, Article 3, in all cases, in law and equity. A lot of people don't talk about equity. I'm just learning about equity. And equity goes beyond just what is the letter of the law, it's the spirit of it. It goes to God himself. And so, you know, when you look at things like, what is it, Exodus 18.
25.
And you see that, which one?
I'm with you, 18:25.
Yeah, 18:25, and he, you know, Moses takes the advice of his father-in-law there, and he says, Moses chose able men out of all Israel and made them heads over the people, rulers over thousands, rulers over hundreds, fifties, and rulers over tens. And they judged the people all the seasons, and the hard causes they brought unto Moses. But every small matter they judged themselves. Now, why could they do that? Because the law was pretty simple and straightforward, wasn't it?
Well, it still
the Constitution,
is.
Yeah, the Constitution is this very small document. It doesn't limit the people. It limits the government.
That's right.
And so I don't see anything that gives authorization to do what we talked about before with OSHA. I don't see Congress.
Well, because the people have been desensitized by the mainstream media, inundated for decades, to believe that whatever the Supreme Court says goes. That is not true in any sense of the word. Tim, I have less than 1 minute. Someone just says, you know what? I don't mean to make anybody mad, but that is the system. You delegate your authority to your representatives. But I'm here to tell you, they have not been given delegated authority to do the wrong thing. They're not doing the right thing, so therefore they're doing the wrong thing. Now it's for us, we the people, to deal with them constitutionally and impeach and prosecute each and every one of them, Tim. I'll give you the final word, my friend.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. We can't even get the representatives to do the impeaching anymore. And that's why I say, boy, the corruption is down to the core there in D.C. It's gonna take either an act of God judging them up there, or it's going to take the people rising up together and really bringing justice ourselves.
Amen. I totally appreciate you jumping on with such short notice, Tim Brown. Morning show. Sure. Talk to you guys tomorrow, 24 hours. See ya. Love you by what we do.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family,
for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.